Let's talk a little Glidden Ralston at baseball right now. Head coach Cole Corson joining us here as we take a look at the 2021 season. And Cole, as always, it's good to catch up with you.
Yes, thanks for having me, Jeff.
Cole, it seems to be a theme this year with me and my area coaches, youth, very young team for you guys this year, just a couple of seniors on this team, a lot of freshmen, a lot of eighth graders, and especially those eighth graders seeing varsity for the very first time in their career. So kind of a tough year this year, but kind of a building year for Glidden Ralston baseball. Your early thoughts on how the season went?
Yeah, you hit on it. You know, the two seniors, Carter's been basically the lone guy through his class, through his 5 years, and then Brigham decided to go out this year, give baseball a try, you know, his last sporting athletic experience, stuff like that, so we were excited to have him out. And, yeah, just a lot of youth across the board, a lot of experience going a long ways. You know, going into the season, we returned, I think, less than 10 innings pitched from last year. So it was very big in the aspect that next year we'll return every inning pitch because we didn't have a senior pitch this year. So that's going to be a big positive going into the off season. The kids are, you know, still excited to keep working. We were working last night. We had, you know, 17 kids at the field just going through our throwing program, just going through working to get better. And so that's a positive to go forward.
Where did you see this team get better as the season went on?
Experience-wise, it's huge, and that's always the hard part is how many games do you want to play with a young team? Because obviously experience is what you need. You have to have game experience to get better. But at the same time, you also want to be competitive from a varsity standpoint. And at times we were very competitive, and at times we looked like that we needed a lot more experience. And so it's always tough one into a season, especially when you don't return a lot of pitching, that, okay, well, we know pitching is going to be at a premium when it comes to the conference, because we knew the conference was going to be pretty good again this year, as we've, you know, had two rated teams most of the season and flirted with probably a third along the way. But, yeah, just the overall, I think, hitting aspect-wise, seeing good pitching, we got a lot more comfortable down the stretch. Pitching, we started limiting walks a lot more in the second half of the season, which in turn made us a lot more competitive. And then just the fielding aspect is one thing that we really have to keep honing in on is understanding where we're going with the ball at all times, whether that's on a botch play or, you know, where people should be backing up bases or where people should be on a coverage, just things like that start become second nature once you play 20-25 games, and that's what we started to see late in the season, where we looked confused early in the season, playing a lot of new faces in there. That was a lot of the growth that we saw this season.
Coach, some of the coaches have mentioned kind of missing a year and stuff, especially with the youth leagues with COVID last year. Did that impact you guys with having so many eighth graders and so many freshmen that a lot of them maybe not getting that opportunity to play a year ago?
Yeah, I think even my daughter would agree with that one. as she's yelling in the background. But I thought the COVID year it came at a very inopportune time for us, just because we talked about the pitching aspect that we really pride ourselves on is getting in January and getting a lot of throwing in and doing that. And we didn't get that in the COVID year, so then that eighth grade class that we had as, you know, this year's eighth grade class didn't get that as seventh graders, so then they had to come in as eighth graders and try to pick up right away. You know, what is it to be a varsity player? What is it to be a high school baseball player? Whereas typically in the past, we have our 7 through 12 kind of go through practices together, kind of go through the pitching, catching together, and that way I get to work with them even a year before they get to high school baseball. So that was tough on them, and I think that's where they grew actually a lot this year from the pitching aspect, because most of our JV innings were eighth graders throwing with a couple sophomores, and then we intertwined at that point kind of who was seeing some success as being our number three, number four in the varsity realm behind some of our older guys in Holden and Ethan Oberding. kind of being our 1-2, and Caden Smith wrinkled in there too. So pitching aspect was huge, losing that year, and I think that's why they're kind of getting after it right now. I know we're going to be transitioning a little bit to football too, but we're going to try to double team it a little bit, that we still get our throwing in, we still get football in, and progress that, because that could be a very big strength for us next year is our pitching staff with everybody returning.
I know I talked to you a little bit throughout the season, text messaging back and forth, you know, after some of your ball games. I got the sense that even though this year was a struggle, you're excited about the future and just the work ethic that this group has.
Yeah, and that really stems from, you know, just the guys in general understanding we've had a couple lean years here, and we just had small senior classes go through, and just small classes in general right now at Glidden, that we have some bigger class sizes coming up, and the eighth grade class gave us an influx of numbers this year, and you know, basically our JV was almost all eighth graders, and freshmen, maybe a couple sophomores played here and there, and so yeah, they've understood. They've been in the weight room constantly over the summer. We got a good core right now of about 15 to 18 kids that just are in the weight room all the time. Like I said, we had 17 kids show up last night to start working our throwing mechanics, start throwing our throwing program, and even doing our hitting program that we started to do at the end of the season, that we saw some things kind of progress a little bit. We changed some things up a little bit in our approaches. So, yeah, those eighth graders really put in a lot of time, and even the freshman class, and they've had some good guys to follow, because that sophomore and junior class has now been, you know, three, four-year players in varsity, and they know, you know, what's expected of them, how hard you have to work, because they've seen some of the struggles, and they've also been, you know, on some teams that have had, you know, a lot of success, and they've seen it through siblings that have had a lot of success. So it's just kind of getting that to translate back again and get back into the program of, you know, the different things that need done to get done.
Coach, both your wins coming over Whiting this year, 21-8 the first time, 12-2 the second time. One of those two, maybe the best game that you felt like you guys played this year, or was it that Booyer Valley game? I kind of noticed that one this year. It was a loss, but you hung pretty tough with a pretty decent team.
Yeah, you know, the Whiting games, we hit the ball well when they threw different guys at us. I'd even include, you talked about the Boyer Valley game, and we kind of had an inning there that didn't go our way. But, you know, Arleva was a team that was really good, and we were 0-0 going to the fifth inning against them. And then we kind of had a bad inning there where they put a big spot on us, and we ended up getting 10 runs there. But I thought, as a standpoint of the whole game, I thought the ACGC game, we ended up losing, I think it was 9-2 or 10-2, whatever it was. But we gave up 6 runs in one inning to get down, I think it was 7-1. And besides that one inning, it was clean baseball from both teams. We threw strikes. We made some really good plays that night. We threw in an eighth grader in center field because we had a couple guys gone and an injury. And he played really well. We threw 4 different guys that night, and then we also hit the ball fairly well that night against arguably their number 2, the Littler kid, who just actually shut down Woodward Granger. I think he threw a complete game, 2-hitter the other night against Woodward Granger to get them to the district final. I think we had 5 or 6 hits that night. So, you know, the score wasn't what we wanted, but for the most part, we played a pretty clean game, and we did a lot of different aspects in that game well.
Coach, you mentioned the two seniors earlier. Carter Kennebeck, just a great kid, kind of a quiet kid, but goes out and plays hard all the time. And then Brigham Daniel, just a special athlete. Nice to see him go out here his senior year and give baseball a try.
Yeah, both those kids are great kids. You know, and I got the opportunity to coach them both in 2 different sports this year, where Carter went out for football this year and did a lot of good things for us. And that was exciting to see in football. You know, we went into a game one time and we just said, we're just going to throw it to Carter, the whole first drive, and we're going to see if they can stop him, because we knew they were going to be honing in on Brigham, and Carter, I think, had four or five catches the first drive, got us the touchdown, so we said next drive doing the same thing, and he did the same thing. Then they made some adjustments, so we switched up some things, and that's just a credit to him. He picked up football. He knew what we wanted of him, and then he turned into a great defensive player, too. And baseball-wise, those two roam in the outfield. Two state track kids, was really good. And we talked about, you know, Brigham will probably beat himself up with some plays this year that, you know, maybe he dropped a ball here or there. But at the same time, it's like I told my assistant coach when we were sitting in the dugout, it's like, yeah, but half the time we don't even have a kid normally out there who runs those things to even get in a position to catch him because he's just so fast. So you got to, you know, take it with what you can sometimes, especially with Brigham picking up the game, you know, since the first time I think we talked to him, since his third grade year he played. So they both saw success throughout the season. I know the first time around, Brigham kind of sparked us in the Whiting game because we were in a kind of a tight game. He had, I think, ended up going 3-for-4, 3-for-3 that game, and had a couple doubles, and was just really excited to see him on the base paths, especially the opening night. He got in a pickle opening night, and when he first stole third, they threw it down, and then he proceeded to get in a pickle in between home and beat a kid to home, so to get us our first run of the season, it was just like, you know what, this kid's pretty exciting to watch, even if he has to run in straight lines, base-to-base, whatever it is, and he's not avoiding tacklers. But yeah, him and Carter were excellent. You can't find two kids that are going to work harder for you. And they just put their heads down. They just do it. They don't really contradict many things that you're going to say to them. They don't complain to their teammates, and they're just overall good to be around. And I think the other kids really appreciated that. Cause I know as coaches, we do, when kids are just hard workers like they are, and for both of them to see the success that they did in track was excellent too, because that's just team building stuff right there. Is, you know, your teammates are going to state track, we're going to go support them, whatever it is. So, yeah, both of those guys are going to be missed greatly, especially Roman, our outfield, because they're very good defensive players and very, very fast. So they really have some big shoes to fill next year when it comes to that.
And coach, some of those guys that'll have to do that. And another group of terrific kids. Caden Smith's been an outstanding player for you. Tyler Brandt works really hard all the time. And Caden Wink, just a fun kid to be around, goes out and gives it everything he's got.
Yeah, no doubt. Those three have had their fair share of bumps and bruises along the way. I think Caden Smith really is striving to be that dominant pitcher next year. He's got a lot of velocity. He showed a lot of good instincts. In the last district game against Coon Rapids, you always can say hindsight's 20/20 that he had a really good inning. We thought Colby at the time gave us probably our best chance to win at that time. And Smith came in and threw really, really well in the third inning for us. And we've seen those different types of things from him. Tyler Brandt's season got limited this year due to injury. He had kind of a hip injury that lingered on him a lot of the year. And that's tough because I think baseball is one of his favorite sports, even though I'm hoping he has a monster football season coming up. But he really enjoys baseball, so for him to miss another season of baseball has been tough on him just because he wants to be around his teammates. He wants to contribute. And get himself better, and he does that by, you know, being at the weight room every day, and he's transformed his body, you know,
yes,
from an eighth grader to, you know, being a kind of a slow eighth grader, moving around on the infield a little bit to now saying, okay, I can almost play any position, and being a big physical kid for us. And then Caden Wink, yeah, you said he's a fun kid. He's hilarious on the field. Sometimes we just had to tell him to tone it down a little bit on on his excitement with various things, but he is one that the kids gravitate towards that he's going to have a fun time when he's out there. He's one that communicates really, really well when it comes to baseball. He's been a 2-3 year starter at second base for us, and his fielding percentage this year, as we go through the books probably later, he didn't have many errors this year at second base, and that was one thing that I really harped on him going from his sophomore to junior year, is he had to start making a little bit more plays at different spots, and he really rose up to that and really, really hunkered down at second base. That we didn't really move his position around much. He would pitch a little bit. Other than that, he was pretty locked into that middle infield spot, so that's always nice when your middle infield doesn't have to move a whole lot because you're pretty confident what they're going to bring to you.
Coach, next year's junior class is going to be big, and all these kids have gotten a few years now of experience. Some of them have been playing since that eighth grade year. Ethan Olberding, Andrew Bennett, John Whitfer, Holden Hine, Jackson Sklenar, and Kyler Aishide. So a really big group for you.
Yeah, and it's a fun group. I always miscount how many sophomores we have because it's been in flux from year to year, but it's a great class. And they put in a lot of time and whatnot. And some of them have started since eighth grade, some of them as freshmen. All of them saw time this year as sophomores, which says, okay, we're playing six sophomores. As we keep going down the list, we'll have other ones too that played at younger. But, as a whole, they bring a lot to the table. You got pitchers in there. You got Jackson as a catcher, who has just done a phenomenal job. He came in as an eighth grader and kind of got thrown to the fire. And
yep.
We're hoping that he continues to improve as a catcher because he does so many things well, and that success is going to find him. We're working some mechanical work now in the off season. We tried heading into the season some of his things from throwing wise because he's just a big physical kid. Kyler Aishide and Holden are both big physical kids back there. Holden will probably help catch a little bit next year. And Kyler was our DH for about half the season. He's been having some hand injuries and stuff like that, so he kind of shut down his season this year to get him ready for football season coming up, so he's fully healed for that. Holden was a great pitcher for us this year, probably arguably our strongest pitcher with Caden Smith. Those guys bring a lot of velocity to the table for the most part. Got to get him a third pitch. He's got a nice little slider curveball at times. You just got to work a third pitch to keep guys off balance. Andrew Bennett saw some time pitching this year, and he's a guy that has just done things so meticulous over the years, and it was great for him. He's normally been a runner for us, for him to see some success on the mound this year, he came in one game. I can't remember which game specifically it was, but he came in and he threw hard for what he had been throwing and stuff like that. He was probably throwing about 75 that night, and I think he had two or three strikeouts in the inning that he pitched, and he looked really good in that inning. He had his curveball going. So I'm hoping he has a big step forward next year and kind of helps our pitching staff if we decide to improve our game total and try to bump up our games to get some more experience that way. Then John Whitford's been a starter for numerous years, and he started hitting the ball really well late in the season, moved up to the two hole for us, and really did some good things on the middle infield. He was kind of a third base and shortstop guy for us, depending upon the pitcher. And then Ethan Olberding came over from Carroll, and he did a lot of good things for us. He is a very athletic shortstop, and he brings some nice pitching aspects to him too. He's another one that he's been coming in the off season to work on that pitching. He wants to be a good pitcher for us. So another year under his belt, kind of his first year of varsity anything. So it was good for those guys. They're a good core group as sophomores, going to be juniors that are going to be called upon to lead us next year.
And Coach, three young guys. Mark Lynch, I thought, had a great year for you this year as a freshman. Also, Chandler Grossman saw a little bit of time, and Colby Wallace, an eighth grader. The young guys that kind of rounded out this year's roster.
Yeah, and, you know, in the last two or three games, Jonathan Bergmeier got some time in there, too, in the outfield, and he actually started hitting for himself, too. And because, you know, I'll start with him, just with him. From the JV aspect, he just consistently was doing the right things. When he would pitch, we would get strikes out of him. He wasn't a huge velocity guy yet, but he threw a lot of strikes and kept our teams in games at the JV level and the freshman level. You talked about Mark Lynch. He probably led our team or close to it in batting average this year. He was also second team all conference this year for outfield purposes. And he's one that when Caden Smith pitches and stuff, he'll probably start moving into a first base role a little bit next year and then probably honing down that outfield because Johnny came in and played in that outfield position as well. Johnny's got some good speed, so it was really nice to see him as an eighth grader go in there with some confidence those last two or three games when we just said, hey, he wasn't even suiting at the beginning of the season, and he just plugged away, and midway through the season he started suiting. And the last three games we said, you know what, we've got some injuries and stuff, and he's earned the right to give himself a chance out there, and he took every advantage of it by showing what he can do. Colby Wallace on the mound as an eighth grader did a phenomenal job for us this year. He had glimpses of looking really, really good, and then he had glimpses of being an eighth grader, and that's, you know, what you're going to expect when you stick an eighth grader in varsity baseball is you're going to have those bumps along the way. But by far, his good outweighed his bumps for sure with how well he pitched. He's got to get some more experience at the plate for us, and I think that's going to come with time because I think he's going to put in the time that's needed to do that. And the last one you talked about, Chandler Grossman, was one that he works extremely hard. He doesn't miss many off-season things. He's gotten so much better at everything he does. His strength's going to be his biggest quality. He comes to all of our pitcher catchers, but he's just not comfortable throwing in games yet. We've had a couple times where we're like, hey, Chandler, you want to get an inning in or two here? And he's like, eh, because I think I'll just hold this one out and play third base or play an infield spot or his outfield spot. But he's one that I really hope in this offseason really gets some progression with his pitching because I think he's going to be one that can throw it pretty hard as a junior and senior just because of how hard he works and how strong he's getting.
Well, Cole, you sound like you're really busy right now, man. I will let you go. I appreciate all the time all season long. Always fun getting a chance to catch up with you. Have a great rest of your summer, and we'll be talking to you soon here to preview the football season.
Yes, no problem. Thank you, Jeff. And I'm sure Gracie is just having her moments right now where she's just wondering what I'm talking about for a half hour.
Absolutely, yeah. She's like, tell that radio guy to quiet down, right?
Yeah, it's almost nap time for her.
Absolutely. Well, Cole, appreciate it, and have a good one.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Cole Corson again with the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats.